During Quebec's elections in October, the center-right CAQ party won a majority, and François Legault became the province's new premier. In February, he appointed a new provincial representative to our region. The Delegate General of Quebec in New York was at the North Country Chamber of Commerce, Quebec-New York Leadership Rendezvous Breakfast today. The North Country Chamber of Commerce periodically hosts U.S. and Canadian officials to discuss cross-border trade and issues. At the breakfast, President and CEO Gary Douglas said the cross-border economy is firmly intertwined in northern New York and Quebec.
What has happened in an accelerating and deepening way over the last 25 years is a thorough social, cultural, economic integration, particularly between this region and our friends in the Montreal region. And it has become, without a doubt, the single greatest driving force in our economy. We are, in fact, an appendage of Montreal in this unique little corner of New York that's different than any other place on the entire U.S.-Canadian border.
The Honorable Catherine Loubier has a business and political background. Her official biography notes she worked in Paris with Renault, Nissan, Mitsubishi, and was an advisor to former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Most recently, she led the transition team for Quebec Premier François Legault, who then appointed her to represent the province throughout the Mid-Atlantic region as Delegate General of Quebec in New York.
We are so intertwined, and we are a regional power. And I include in that my friends in Ontario, the Great Lakes, and this whole region. And whatever happens in terms of changes on trade, we remain together and we want to thrive together, and that's very important.
Loubier noted that the Quebec Premier's goal is to ensure prosperity, and part of that is increasing exports and attracting more investments in Quebec. She said with the party receiving an overwhelming victory in the October elections, there is a clear mandate for change.
I think there's a clear message that was heard, and I hope by you too, that a lot of that, you know, opposition between the federal and the provincial government and, you know, these kinds of preoccupations are behind us, and the time is really to focus on the economy. The message that I carry is that, you know, we're open for business more than ever. More than ever, we have a very pragmatic government, very pragmatic, that wants to inject a shot of adrenaline in the Quebec economy for the next 4 years.
Loubier discussed how the province's access to hydropower can help decarbonize New York.
Governor Cuomo's goals of 70% renewable in 2030 is very bold and ambitious, and it should be. It should be, because this is an issue we need to address. And so we strongly position Quebec as the battery of the North. There are some progress to sell more hydroelectricity to Massachusetts, where price of energy is the highest in the country. And so that's unfolding. But we can do more with New York State as well.
Delegate General of Quebec in New York, Catherine Loubier, cited data showing that Quebec trade with New York State totals $8.1 billion annually, which is more than the province's trade with France, Germany, and the UK combined. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.